Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and I am Fred Ronstadt.
And I'm his incredibly good-looking brother, Jeff.
But not as incredibly good-looking as me. And welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show, and you can also join us at our electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show at fredandjeff.com.
And sign up, like our Facebook page, Fred and Jeff Show Facebook page. And we also have a newsletter, or a weekly newsletter. Sign up for that, and we'll... let you know who's going to be on the show, except if you signed up for that. Fred threw you a curveball this week.
Well, I did. Well, because I guess, you know, my olden age, I misunderstood what you told me.
Yes, you did.
So we were going over the programming, and Jeff was, hey, we're going to have this guy who's going to talk about wineries.
Bob Webb.
Bob Webb's going to talk about the history of winemaking in Arizona from what he needed to do at the state legislature level to, you know, planting the first vine in the ground. And I thought that was this week.
At the tinderbox, I said.
Well, yeah, that's in a few weeks.
So for those of you that are thinking you're going to hear Bob Webb tonight, he'll be here in a couple of weeks. But today we've got another great guest. And in keeping in line with the great things and great places and great events in Tucson, our guest today not only is a great person, he deals with a great event and a great place in Tucson.
And actually, the place itself has some important history for the community. And
lots of important history.
And we'll talk about that as well. But we are here with Bob Stewart from the Tucson, the Rodeo Parade Museum and Committee. I mean, there's several entities.
He wears a lot of hats.
A lot of hats. We're going to focus on the museum because there's a lot of great stuff there. And it's something that it's a hidden treasure in a lot of ways.
It is. And we're months away from the parade. So
yeah. And you don't want to just, you know, spend just one day looking at these great historic artifacts. I mean, you can access them pretty much anytime you want. They have appointments. You can go in and take a look. But
Right.
But so we're going to be talking to Bob. And luckily, he brought his lovely wife, Linda, with him. And
who we're not supposed to talk about.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought we weren't supposed to talk to her.
Oh, maybe that's it.
She doesn't want to talk. But she's got a wonderful laugh, and she's going to brighten up the
station. She already has. She already has. And we also want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, all of your friends at Duffield, Young, Adams, and Hellenbolt, the lovely women at Power Women Investing, and Ryan, and Casa de la Luz Hospice, Tempco Air, Ronstadt Insurance, a made-to-order, Charlie's Comics, Duffield, Young, Adams, and Hellenbolt, Barker Borsi Contracting, the Mayfield Brothers, the Minkus Brothers at Minkus Advertising Specialties, and don't forget Lamont Hunley at Arizona Health.
Yeah, but that, when we talk about the brothers, the Minkus Brothers and the Coleman Brothers, we want to remind people, keep an ear out during the show, because as we discuss the museum, there'll be some important facts that you may want to remember towards the end of the show when we give out either a dozen roses from Mayfield Florists or a beautiful flag set, United States flag set from the Minkus Brothers over at Minkus Advertising Specialties.
And it could have something to do with the Maximilian and Carlotta carriage. The Maximilian and Carlotta carriage.
Well, before you got here, we discussed what the question was going to be.
You did that without me?
Yeah.
My one feeling is hurt. That's also another John Fina line.
we'll discuss that during one of the breaks. What the question is, but we're gonna talk about that carriage.
Absolutely,
and a lot of this stuff. We also need to tell people that we're moving.
Oh, we are moving, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving. We're leaving Thursdays at 6 from 6 to 7. Next week will be our last show, Thursday from 6 to 7. So
come to the studio. We'll have a bottle of tequila. And if you show your ID, we'll laugh at your age and then drink tequila in front of you.
Right. And then you'll have to look for us on the Jolt on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock.
That's right. So we'll actually be, more people hopefully will be driving their cars.
Able to listen to our show.
Able to listen to the show.
And so it'll be Tuesdays from 5 to 6 here at the Jolt.
But if you still can't listen to the show live, there's always the podcast at fredandjeff.com.
Very good, Fred. And we try to have that up as quick as we can.
That's right. As a matter of fact, probably about a couple hours after the show, it's generally up.
Fred, don't oversell.
Seriously, dude. I mean, I could sit here in the lobby and upload it in like 5 minutes.
Okay, but how long did it take you last week?
Well, the last time, whenever we do a remote.
There's always a caveat with you, councilman.
when there's a remote, it takes me a day because I have to come to the station
right. And
pick up the file.
Right, right.
Because the file's too big to send by email.
All right. Well, anyhow.
Okay, in general, if we're live here in the studio, within a couple hours, it's up and loaded.
And if it's not, it's your fault. Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah, everything is my fault. I've accepted this role. See, I learned.
You're the foil. You are Carl Plinkington.
I am Carl. But I've learned in my illustrious history on the city council that it's all my fault. I accept that role. And I'm happy with it. So,
well, and you wear it so well.
Well, see, most of the time I just don't care, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I enjoy life. I'm a happy lad. There's nothing really that can bother me.
All right. That's good to know. That's very good to know.
Well, I should say there are very few things, but I'm not going to disclose
Yeah,
those.
Because this show is about the great things, great places, and great people in Southern Arizona.
And we're two of them.
And we
If I do say so myself.
And we're sharing the mic with a couple of others today.
That's right.
Who are over there chuckling at our modesty. So
it's funny. The longer we do the show, the more cocky we get.
I know. What's up with that?
It's like these microphones don't exist anymore. We just sit here and talk to each other like we always talk to each other.
That's pretty much true. It sans the
and we put it on the radio and people, you know,
hey, you guys are so good. Yeah, but and really what you know the thing is, God, you guys are horrible. What are you doing?
Well, Mom still likes the show.
That's true. But thanks mom and Dad. And a big shout out today to Jacques Vandelilly, who's down in Wilcox eating his beans. It's almost pinto bean picking time.
You guys came back, you went a couple weeks down and came back with a big bag of pinto beans.
Well, they were from last year's crop, and Jacques this year down at Wilcox Greenhouse started planting pinto beans. He's got fields of pinto beans. So we're going to truck down to Wilcox and get some fresh pinto beans for Very Mom nice. To make beans this year. They'll be fantastic.
Whenever the big pot of beans comes out, you get the tacos.
Absolutely.
And made in lard. Thank you very much.
Snow cap. Yeah. Remember the year you tried to make beans with canola oil?
I never did that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
All right. They were terrible.
I will never admit to doing that because to me it is a culinary crime to make Mexican food with anything else but lard.
Uh-huh. And it, subsequently, that's why we've got Lamont Hunley on there doing those fitness tips. So,
all right,
on the other side of the break,
we're going to be back with Bob Stewart talking about the Tucson Rodeo Parade Museum,
and don't forget the Cigar of the Week too in a bit.
And the Cigar of the Week.
All right.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community and practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Cantata Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is DuffieldLaw.com.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and I am Fred Ronstadt.
And I'm his... I was a little aggressive last time. But I'm his brother, Jeff, and we are this half hour of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. So if you need to buy a nice Blue Cross Blue Shield policy, remember to call your friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
And they are our friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
Yes, we are.
And we're here with Bob Stewart. He was with the Tucson Rodeo Parade Museum. Bob?
I think you still are, right?
I still am.
There you go.
So, Bob, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. It's a real pleasure.
All right. Thanks for being here. So we have a ton of questions, and earlier you said you could talk for hours about the Parade Museum, so we're going to test you.
Okay.
We'll have you back for more, too. But tell us, how did the Parade Museum start?
Well, it actually grew out of the parade. The Parade Museum is actually operated by the Tucson Rodeo Parade Committee, the same group that puts on our yearly La Fiesta de los Vaqueros Parade. And in the early years, we had virtually everything in the parade, from horseback riders to magicians to bands and a few carriages. But as time developed, they wanted to bring more and more of the carriages in. And the committee, which at that time was pretty much the same as the rodeo committee, started acquiring, through donations in many cases, different horse-drawn or animal-drawn carriages. They purchased some. Some were donated. Because if you go back to 1925, when the first rodeo and parade were held here, it was kind of in the waning years of horse-drawn vehicles. We were getting into motorized equipment. And while there was horse-drawn equipment around, it wasn't necessarily serving the purpose it used to. So it became more available. People would get a car and say, we don't need the horse anymore, so let's find a place to put it. And we ended up with it.
Oh, that's great.
In the early years, the pieces were pretty much kept between parades in some of the members' homes or on their ranches, dragged home and then brought back for the parade every few years. And increasingly, there was a need for more and more pieces as the parade got more renowned and more recognized.
Well, it just got larger. I mean, isn't it
much larger?
Isn't it the largest non-mechanized parade? Doesn't it still have that moniker, or is that something we're making up today?
I think I got questions.
Technically, I don't think that's so true any longer. And the reason for that is that we've had really tremendous support from KOLD. Who have put on parade every year live, and they only have so many hours that they can donate for the purpose of the parade. So we've kind of kept it to a two-hour limit, and that brings us into focus at about 135 pieces through the parade. 135, 140 can go through in 2 hours.
Does that include the bands? And
yes.
Okay,
every entry that's in there. And
that's a lot. That's still a lot of entries.
Oh, yeah. It's 2 hours of entertainment is what it is.
Absolutely.
And, of course, you're referring back to the time when we had over 600 entries back years ago. I mean, but that might have been an individual horseback rider. It might have been an individual carriage. But at one time, it was in the 600s. But that's much before 1950, and that's when the parade was downtown. So the museum kind of grew out of, because that was the original question, out of our acquiring pieces. The main adobe building that we have as a museum was built in the 1930s to be the sheriff's livery stable. When the sheriff motorized, it became part of the county fair exposition area. And that moved also. So now we had a vacant building down there in the rodeo grounds, which seemed like a perfect repository for these vehicles as they grew. Well,
And I bet your members weren't too happy about hauling them home and bringing them back and hauling them home and bringing them back every year.
Well,
so it makes sense.
Yeah, and basically it gave us one place to combine everything so we knew what the inventory was. And then we really went about acquiring pieces in big lumps in the late 30s, or actually in the 30s. We were fortunate enough to find, through great help from a fellow who worked for a window and sash store out of Phoenix, and he was the Tucson rep for this company. He heard about 15 pieces that were being sold out of a warehouse for storage charges in Phoenix. And they have an interesting story, too, because at one point in time, the guy who had brought these pieces to Phoenix was selling resale carriages in Phoenix, made a trip east to purchase them. His son was with him. They purchased these pieces and managed to get them shipped back to Phoenix. And sometime between the purchase and coming back to Phoenix, his son was killed, and he just completely scuttled the whole business. And they sat in a warehouse and were sold for storage charges, and we got them for $50 a piece in the heart of the Depression. We still have all 15 of those pieces, and it was a real big jump start on building great inventory.
Well, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, how many pieces do you have at the museum right now?
We have actually on display about 125. We have as many as 175 pieces of rolling stock. We don't necessarily show the big farm wagons or hay wagons because, with all due respect, they're kind of blasé looking.
Right. Who wants to look at that?
Yeah. And we've got some much, much more interesting historically and beautiful pieces to show. And they take those big hay wagons take up a lot of space.
I bet you they do. So what's the date? What's the oldest wagon you guys have at the museum?
Well, actually, we can go back to 1863 for the Maximilian and Carlotta piece, which was made under Napoleon's orders to be shipped to Mexico for the actual use in the coronation of Maximilian and Carlotta. We know it showed up in Veracruz in 1864. That was the port of entry, and it was taken over to Mexico City, arrived there in June, and was used thereafter for the actual coronation.
Now, so it was actually built in Europe and then shipped over?
Yes, it was built by, at that time, the finest carriage builder in Europe was a company called Kellner and Fels Sais, which I think is sons in French. I'm not real good at my French. I'm not real good on English a lot of times either.
Well, you seem to get Vaquero out pretty good earlier.
I got that one out okay.
that's Spanish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, he's got that going for him, right?
Yeah. Anyway, that piece was built over there, and it's truly exquisite. And we've had it since 1933, and actually, the story goes, because so many of the things that are 80 years old now or that age, the stories tend to drift a little bit probably from where they were originally. But we're told that Alex Hockamy Sr. had a big hand in getting us that carriage, that Maximilian and Carlotta piece. And that in itself is interesting.
Well, let's hear it.
There's a couple of stories that go with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there like a clean version and a dirty version?
Well, there's one you can laugh at probably.
Okay.
And there's another that probably doesn't have as much laughter to it. And one of the stories is that Apparently, this particular carriage, after, of course, Maximilian was gone, a couple of years, almost, 2 years after he was...
deposed?
Decapitated, right. Sort of with bullets. But the Mexican government did not return the carriage to France. They decided it was a good thing to use for coronations in the different states throughout Mexico. So they would send it around, and when a governor was elected, they would send it out for him to ride in for whatever ceremony was going on. Well, in the 30s, Caez was governor of Sonora.
Sonora.
And it was sent up for his inauguration as governor. And he rode in to give his speech in the carriage, gave his speech, got out and got in a motor car declaring Mexico a motorized state, and drove away, leaving the carriage behind. Well, there's a great story that goes with this, that the carriage driver who brought it up from Mexico City was a poker player and got involved in a poker game. And it might have been that Mr. Hockamy was a party to this poker game, too, although I can't prove that. Anyway, the carriage was put up to cover a bet, which didn't win.
And that's how he got it.
And that's supposedly the great story that goes with our acquisition of the Maximilian and Carlotta carriage.
That's a great story. Whether it's true or not, that's a great
story.
Well,
I told you, you'd kind of get a smile out of it.
Yeah.
Now, what is the non-humorous version?
Well, the non-humorous version is it was just given to us, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I mean, something of that value.
Yeah.
You were telling us earlier that when the Antique Roadshow was here in Tucson in 2007, that you got quite a surprise.
Well, they sent an appraiser in. Of course, that's if you know the format of the show, everything has some appraisal. Well, they didn't have experts on staff to appraise our carriages when they did our show, so they sent in an expert who judged the pieces. At that time, the piece had not been restored to the condition it's in now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told that it was worth $250,000 at that time. And we spent, since then, an additional sum of our money that we've acquired over the years to put it back to 100%, as close to original 1863 as it could be. We sent it to an Amish carriage builder who, among other things, does work for the Smithsonian and the Henry Ford Museum, and did a marvelous job on this piece. And it's on display in our museum. It'll never roll out of that out of display. We'll never run it in the parade again. It's a piece that is too valuable to ever put in the parade.
Well, and just the historical significance of that piece is priceless.
Sure.
Priceless. So
now the last people to actually ride in that van, in that wagon, was the mayor.
Walkup.
Mayor Walkup, yeah, and his lovely bride, Beth.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we got a lot more questions. I mean, about
we're just going. Yeah, we're just getting going.
And we're heading into our first break.
Second break. The news at the bottom of the hour. Yes.
Yeah, you know, we're still learning. I guess I can't. I can read a clock, but It doesn't mean anything.
Fred, it's okay.
Take a deep breath. So we're going to be back after the news and some special messages from our special friends.
Absolutely.
And
enjoy the local music.
Enjoy the local music.
All across the board today.
That's
good,
right.
Job, Fred.
Aquí te espero porque te quiero, porque te adoro, eres mi tesoro. María Luisa, ¿qué estás haciendo? Pasando días.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJL.
We're off coupon now.
South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Sample test revealed chicken feed given to hens at the two Iowa farms likely caused that massive salmonella outbreak.
We do not know at this point how, when, or where this feed may have been contaminated.
That's part of our ongoing investigation, and we'll work very hard to try and determine that.
Dr. Jeff Farrar with the FDA says the feed could have been contaminated in a number of ways. Over 500 million eggs have been recalled. 33 trapped miners in Chile are communicating with their families via video. The men have been underground since August 5th. It will likely take months to rescue them. Florida has called off its state of emergency for several peninsula coastal communities suffering from the BP oil spill. Meantime, crews in the Gulf are trying to remove three pieces of drill pipe from the sunken well. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Stocks drop on concern over Spain and a manufacturing slowdown. I'm Mark Mills at Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York. Stocks fell, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average below 10,000 for the first time in 7 weeks, as concern about Spain's fiscal stability and a slowdown in manufacturing wiped out early gains that had been triggered by a drop in jobless claims out this morning. Guess, the apparel maker, retreated 11% after its forecast trailed analyst estimates. Cisco and IBM lost the most on the Dow, as 28 of the gauge's 30 companies retreated after a court ruled Spain's method of auditing sales tax was illegal, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City said manufacturing growth stalled in that region. Dow Jones Industrials finished down 74 points at 99.85. S&P 500 down 8 points at 1,047. The NASDAQ dropped 22, about 1% at 21.18. The 10-year note up 16 32nds at 2.48%. That's a Bloomberg.
I don't know. Maybe you're one of those individuals who doesn't want to save money on car insurance. Maybe you're an alien from another planet. Maybe on your world, the words saving and money have no meaning. Well, I feel sorry for you. But around here, if you want to save money on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. Just like 4 million humans switched to GEICO last year. Welcome to planet Earth.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
What are some of the simple ways Five Stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star. 886-0045.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order. Woman-owned and detail-focused.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear. And a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, And when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff, and we're also here with Bob Stewart and his lovely wife Linda. And it's time for the Cigar of the Week. Hello, woo-hoo! Big Mike.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Awesome. Good. So what is the Cigar of the Week?
Hey, this week I chose an H. Upman Vintage Cameroon.
Nice.
It's a nice medium body smoke. It's got, obviously, a Cameroon wrapper on it. The binder's Nicaraguan. The filler is Dominican, Nicaraguan, and a little bit of Peruvian tobacco in there.
Peruvian tobacco?
Yeah.
Tell me about Peruvian tobacco. I think
it's tasty.
It might be tasty, but I think that's the first time I've heard you mention Peruvian tobacco.
Yeah, they don't use a lot of it in cigars. It's more of a condimental tobacco, just a little bit. It's just a mellow out the blend, and they use it a lot to give the cigar balance, so it's not overpowering in one direction or another.
Yeah, those H. Upmans, that's a nice medium to mild cigar.
Yeah, the cigar has been around for a long time. The H. Upman Company has been making cigars since the 1800s, and it's been around forever. And we got the vintage Cameroon, and I've got them in several sizes, and as always, it's buy three, get one free.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, if anyone's interested in the smaller cigar, I also have these vintage Cameroons and the little pequeños that come 5 to 10. So if anyone wants a little short smoke, I've got that for them too.
You want a short smoke? Call Mike.
There you go.
And Mike, where are you at?
We're located at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, and the phone number is 747-4807.
Excellent.
And that is the Cigar of the Week, the H. Upman Vintage Cameroon, several sizes, buy three, get one free. Thanks a lot, Big Mike.
Thanks, guys. Hey,
Mike.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. We're looking forward to our next remote over there with Bob Webb from Old Webb Wineries.
Nice. We'll see you in about three, four weeks.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Cool. Bye for now.
All right, that was Big Mike and the Cigar of the Week. And Fred, that sounded kind of tasty.
They are very tasty.
Have you had those before?
Oh, yeah. Actually, for my 40th birthday, somebody gave me two boxes of the H. Upmans. Although it was the Chairman's Reserve, but the buy three, get one free this week, is those are really tasty, too, the Vintage Cameroon.
All right, very good.
And they're mild to medium and very easy to smoke. They're very smooth and tasty.
Very good. Very good. All right, Fred. So let's get back to our interview with Bob.
Yeah, so we are here back with Bob Stewart with the Tucson Rodeo Parade Museum. And that was
a terrible segue, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Great cigar. Yeah, good time. Yeah, love the cigar. Enough of that. Let's talk to Bob.
We need to work that out. You know, we're working out all these little, the transitions.
Well, and the reason I say that is because, again, during the break, we're sitting here talking about the Parade Museum, and we're getting all this cool information about it. And halfway through it, I'm like, oh, my God, we got to stop talking about this now because we're going to lose all of the energy when we get back on the air. And what we were talking about when we were off the air was how the Antiques Roadshow really put a spark into getting folks down to the museum.
It was a tremendous thing. It was a catalyst for an enormous amount of interest worldwide. I'd love to say it helped us with interest from the contiguous Tucson area, but I don't see that.
Yeah,
we get more visitors from 100 miles away than we ever get from the greater Tucson area, with the exception of school children that come through on the tours in the spring. And we'll normally, right around rodeo time, we'll have 3,000 to 4,000 school-age children through the museum there.
That's kind of a funky thing about Tucson, is we have all these great things here in our own community, and it's people traveling from out of state, out of country. I mean, you know, people are coming from Europe to see some of the things that, that are here in Tucson. And
well, we were pretty fortunate this year, I guess, because at the Arizona Office of Tourism Governor's Award for Tourism, we caught a nice prize here in July for being a major attraction in the state of Arizona, and we got recognition from the governor herself, who presented us a plaque last month up at Ventana Canyon.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So how many people do you think annually come through the museum?
Well, are we going to count the school children?
Well, you know, I mean, eyes other than yours.
Pretty close to 2,500.
That's not a lot of people.
No, it's not.
That's
We know that.
You know, when my brother and I were younger, my dad used to go down on Saturdays and help restore the wagons and you know, do a lot of maintenance and stuff. And
I think he thought he was building a work ethic in us by taking us down there.
Big mistake, Jim.
Well, it was a mistake because didn't we end up getting kicked out of there?
Yeah, after a few months, one of the guys went to my dad and said, you know,
you're maybe, welcome here anytime. But those two kids, please don't bring them back.
Well, I remember we used to move stuff around but I also remember we used to get up in the driver's seat and, you know, pretend we're in Bonanza or something.
Yeah, oh man.
And the guys didn't like that too much.
No, they didn't.
Well, it's one of those things, and of course we always look for volunteers, as I'm sure you can understand. You might have been a little young. I mean, today we're looking for 18 and older because of insurance reasons for anybody who volunteers there.
No, yeah, you're not.
Back in the day, they didn't care about insurance.
No.
He lost his hand? Nah, don't worry about it. Just put a bandage on. Give him a sandwich.
He'll grow a new one.
That's about right.
But so, you know, it is a lot. I mean, these wagons, it's a lot of maintenance. I mean, you get to see these beautiful handmade creations once a year, but you never... People don't understand the amount of work and passion and love that it takes to keep them maintained.
They do take a lot of time. I've restored a number of the pieces personally. It takes me, along with one other individual, even to work on a small single-seater, about 400 hours from the time we start till we finish.
Now, wait a second. 400 hours, what are you accomplishing? Are you re-rimming wheels? Exactly what are you doing in 400 hours? Are you starting from scratch and building a new wagon? I mean, what happens?
Well, first of all, you take every part off. Everything comes off. And then you start to look for the things that aren't holding up as well as they should and won't hold up for another 30, 40 years. And you try to anticipate. I mean... The wood here in Tucson, we have no heat or air conditioning in our facilities down there. No climate control. So you can imagine, today we had a little bit of rain, so the wood was probably going, thank you.
Right.
You know, but...
And the wood expands and contracts.
Exactly. And we try to keep the pieces moist year-round down there because it helps the wood.
Sure does.
But here in September, when it gets hot again... And dry again, that wood's going to shrink out. So we go through and we look for fasteners. In the shrinkage of the wood, when you take two pieces of metal and make wood in between them and then stick a bolt down through that hole that connects, that makes a wood sandwich basically out of metal, what happens is that wood shrinks is that bolt also contorts. So you've lost the integrity of a bolt. Well, if you were going to put it in a parade with a potentially weak bolt, that would be a mistake. So when we take them apart, we're looking for bolts that are rusted.
Okay, gotcha.
We're looking for threading that's bad on that won't hold a nut any longer. We're looking for wood that might have termites, because that can happen here in Tucson, as we all pretty well know.
Oh, that's what keeps our friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Pest Control in aircraft fuel, you know?
Exactly. And generally speaking, the upholstery's lame. And we just restore them from the ground up.
Well,
we try not to replace anything that we can keep as original.
Right. And I guess it makes sense, because when those wagons were built, they were built for work. Whether it was a carriage or a hay wagon, And as we all know, I mean, we have to change the oil in our car. So back in the day, they worked on those wagons all the time because they worked with them. And if they're just sitting in storage every day of the year but one or two, they're just as easily to fall apart down there. So you do have to give them a lot of TLC.
Sure do. And when the wagon trains came this way, they had to keep the wheels soaked in water. They had to soak the wheels out because that was drying out all the time. And a major problem with a wagon train or a wagon you'd have come west in from, say, St. Louis or somewhere.
And they take the wheel off the wagon and dip it in water.
Or they drive the wagon into a stream and park it there for, for a while.
Well, that's amazing.
Okay. Well, we have our last break, but we do have the trivia question for the dozen roses from Mayfield Florist or the beautiful flag set from our friends at Minkus Advertising Specialties. The Coleman brothers and the Minkus brothers.
Supporting the Ronstadt brothers.
Supporting the Ronstadt brothers. And we discussed the manufacturer. Napoleon Bonaparte had a wagon manufactured for the coronation.
What? The trivia question is, name the manufacturer, right?
Yeah. No.
No.
tell us the year.
There you go.
That it was manufactured. The year that was manufactured. Now, we talked about two dates because one was the year it was manufactured. The second one, when it was delivered to Mexico. So we want to know the year the wagon was manufactured. If you call us at 529-3508, that is my brother Jeff, 529-3508.
Thank you, Fred.
And let us know what year the wagon was manufactured.
You get to choose.
You get to choose between the dozen roses, the dozen beautiful roses.
Or the fabulous American flag set.
For Minkus Brothers.
That's right. See you on the other side of the break.
What time did John Nugidan? Oh, it was one inch care.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training. Then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest. Located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small, monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community in practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lon Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And we are talking to Bob Stewart, who is the actually chairman of development of the development committee, but also works with the Tucson Rodeo Parade Museum. We're here talking about the parade. We're talking about the pieces in the parade, all the wonderful wagons that are sitting over at the museum.
Whew. Jeez, I was struggling, hoping you'd get all that out.
Well, you know, the thing is, I just need to take a deep breath and talk slower.
That would be good. But then again, we only have an hour.
Yeah, so I got to pack as much as I can into small space.
And it was 1863, right?
1863, yeah, it was. But we're still waiting for somebody to call.
Yeah, we got
You know, so, either our questions
all right,
are
let's
like...
Tell,
either,
look, tell everybody
our,
out there
either
the
our
deal.
Questions are so
easy.
Darn easy.
Yep.
Or
we don't even get the question out of our mouth and there's four lines lit up. Or the question is so hard... We don't give anything away. But we have to blame Don Coleman from Bayfield Forest, who's always complaining, man, you guys are always giving out a really easy question. I think that's crazy. That's my Don Coleman imitation.
That's so, pretty good.
So the question this week is, the Maximilian and Carlotta coronation wagon, what year, 1863, was it built? Correct?
I think that was 100 years prior to my birth.
Oh, you were born in 1963.
Yeah, so 100 years prior to my birth was when that wagon
was Oh, and look at the phone lined up now. So, back with Bob.
Yeah, so we're talking to Bob Stewart. And we have, you know, about 5 minutes or so to talk about the museum. Now, one of the things I think I want to know about is you spent a lot of money restoring the carriage, for Maximilian and Carlotta's carriage. You said it earlier, when we were talking earlier, there's about $45,000. Now, you know, that's not chump change, and I know that, you know, money is not all that easy to come by. So how is the museum funded?
Well, the museum is funded by admission, and we charge for adults $10 a head, and you get a full tour with that. And normally when you come to the museum, you're going to be toured through the major parts and by a docent, and a typical tour, if you're with me, because I talk a lot, will take you 2 hours.
Wow.
Okay, so I look at it as somewhere around 16 cents a minute to
that's,
hire
that
me.
Is, that's not good that's, wage. That's family value.
Yeah, that is family value, okay. But not good wage for you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But that's how we make our money. You know, I want to kind of give folks an idea of when we're open. To the general public, we will open the first Monday of next year and stay open until mid-April. But we are there basically by telephone call. Somebody wants to call, 591-9585 is my number, or the numbers you find on the website for the museum. You could be hooked up to take a private tour year-round down there.
Same price.
Same price, yeah. It's pretty hot down there right now, and we're actually under construction and probably will be until sometime around October 15th because we had a marvelous gift to us from the Burt W. Martin Foundation of $50,000 to re-roof that main adobe, which honestly hasn't been roofed since 1930.
Wow.
And is very porous and leaking water in everywhere. So it's a way to preserve our collection. And we're going to do two other roofs with the money they gave us to do this. And we're very grateful for that because it's going to make our building a little better. It's not going to make us a year-round climatized situation. Well,
do you guys, is that something that is in the wish list to make it a year-round climatized?
It would be marvelous if we could.
But any idea of what something like that would cost?
A fortune.
Okay.
The one thing that I think is really cool, I mean, I think there's a lot of things cool about the museum, but you have some just wonderful artifacts that celebrate our history here in the Southwest.
Sure.
But it's also housed in a facility that is part of our aviation history.
That's true.
I mean, that Adobe's spectacular piece of history, but that was the first airfield, Tucson's first airfield.
Well, actually, it was North America's first municipally owned airport here in Tucson.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what most people don't realize. When the city of Tucson purchased that from Mr. Mays, it became the first municipally owned airport in North America.
And I believe it was called the Mays Airfield.
It was previously, yeah. Mays actually brought that hangar, which was restored a few years ago, up from Nogales. And that was in Nogales as a metalworking factory back in the 1890s. So
that's amazing.
There is a lot of history down in those buildings.
And there's pictures of there with Lucky Lindy Spirit of San Francisco right next to it.
Francisco?
St. Louis, I'm sorry.
Spirit goodness. Of St. Louis.
Everyone's chuckling, Fred. Everyone's holding their mouth chuckling.
Well, there was a lot,
See, I corrected myself before I got corrected, so it's all right.
It must have been all the look on our faces. What? It makes good radio.
Well, that whole rodeo grounds was the airport, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
I mean, today you'd laugh at it because it's not long enough for the planes we know today.
Oh, yeah, but the little, you know, puddle jumpers that were flying around.
They could prop them down pretty much anywhere there. And, of course, if you were flying somewhere coast to coast in the wintertime, you would not take the northern route because most of those planes did not have heat or air conditioning.
Right, it's too cold, too hot.
So Tucson was a good area to come through because it was generally warmer than the rest of the United States.
Right.
Well, Bob, we really appreciate you coming here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have you guys again. And Linda, thanks for sharing the time with us. This is Fred and Jeff Show. Visit us at friendjeff.com, and we will see you guys next
week.
Have
a great week, Tucson.
I can't be any more than you already knew. But sit back, take off your coat is what we're gonna do, yeah.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
A made to order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs from one time, move outs, weekly, monthly, and on call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made to order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made to order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made to order. Woman-owned and detail-focused.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Political views collide.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.